Some people pick it up against themselves, destroy themselves with the word. It's called The Life is in the Sun. Praise God. Now, we'll review a little tiny bit of last week, Galatians 3:26. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. But speaking about everyone who's born again, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, the Son. As soon as anyone believes, as soon as anyone receives Jesus, they become a son along with Christ Jesus, the Son. I mean, this is just so wonderful. Because you're straight into the household of God as son. The moment you believe, the moment you put your faith in Christ. I made a simple prayer at a meeting in 1980. I said, Lord, I'm a sinner. I receive your forgiveness. I receive your washing. And I want to follow you. I went out a son. I went out a son from the me. I knew something had totally changed. I went out a son. I'll always be a son. Praise God. I'll never be thrown out the house. Once you're in, you're in. Once you're a son, you're a son. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. It's God's work in you to adopt you as his son. You didn't decide to be a son. And even if you did decide, you still couldn't be one. No, you can only be a son by God's adoption. He has to do the work inside you. Praise God. I'm not trying to be a son. No, I'm not trying to be a son. What happens is, I am a son. I am my Heavenly Father's son as a free gift. And when you realize you are a son, you start to live like one. That's how it works. You realize, Lord, I'm a son. Father, I'm your son. Father, I'm your child. I start to live differently by the knowledge of who I now am. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Every good and wonderful thing comes from him. You see, it says in John 1 and verse 12, as many as received him, there's the whole key, as many as received him, I'm not just becoming a churchgoer. Decide to turn over a new leaf and I'll be a churchgoer. No, I received him. And to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the children of God. It's heaven's right to you, to me who have received Christ, to be a son. Another word there is privilege. It's our privilege to be a son of the Most High God, along with Jesus. It's total privilege, total grace, total blessing from God to those who believe in his name. Now, Galatians 4:6, because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. I could never successfully be a son of God. He's made me, he's adopted me, he's made me a son, but I could never do it. And Father knew he'd never do it. Paul will never make it. So I'll put my son into him. He puts his son into us. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. I'm crying out, Abba, Father, because I know I'm not my own any longer. I've got my Heavenly Father who's my keeper, my sustainer, my love, my life, my security. Hallelujah. And so I cry out, Abba Father, I have Father's glorious Son at the center of my being. What does it really mean? Let's explore that for a few minutes. 1 John 5:11, here is our key scripture. This is the one we'll have a look at. I'll be touching on some other ones. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. This eternal life is in His Son. Praise God. When you receive the Son, it's a free gift. Father puts the Spirit of His Son inside you. You are receiving eternal life. Praise God. Now, we need to explore that a little tiny bit, because eternal life doesn't just mean I'll live forever. Everybody is going to live forever. Everybody is going to live forever. The question is where? Hallelujah. We have the choice there of where we're going to live. So those who are Christ's are going to live with Christ. Those who are not Christ's won't be living with Him. And if you've read any details, you won't be at all impressed. Hallelujah. Of living apart from Christ. See, He's the light. So everywhere else is the darkness. And so we have received eternal life. Now, this eternal life, we need to get hold a little bit of this here, because we when we hear the phrase eternal life, we think saved from hell, and yeah, praise God, that is true. But eternal life is the life that God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit have enjoyed for all eternity. That's what eternal life is. It's the glory and the splendor and the majesty and the fullness of everything that they have enjoyed unbrokenly for all eternity. That's what eternal life is, that we are now given in the Son. We'll explore a little tiny little bit here this morning. It's eternal life is quality of life. It's a quality of joy, the quality of eternal joy, of eternal love, of eternal peace. It's all those qualities. It's the fullness of eternal life that's in the Godhead, in the Son, now in us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son, has lived in eternal life from everlasting to everlasting. He's lived in this heavenly eternal life from everlasting to everlasting. This is what Jesus lives in. And He's come from heaven to us, where the eternal life is. This eternal life is in heaven, where Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have lived in the glory of all this eternal life for all eternity. And now Jesus has come to bring this life to us. Anyone pleased? Glory to God. Now, what is this eternal life? I mean, let's just explore it a little bit more. Because Revelation 21 and 22 tells us that in eternal life, there are no tears, no sorrow, no crying, no death, no pain, no curse, no sin, no darkness, no fear, no lie. Revelation 21, 22 tells us that those are the things that are not in eternal life. You see, when you look at that list, you realize they're all the things that are on the earth. Eternal life from the Father in Christ in you, it frees you from all of those things we've just listed. The eternal life in you, it frees you from that whole list. But it frees you permanently from that whole list. Glory to Jesus. It frees you from the power of them. It frees you out from the power of them. It frees you from the power of sorrow, from the power of death, from the power of pain, from the power of curse, from the power of sin, from the power of darkness, from the power of fear, from the power of the lie. Frees you from them eternally as you receive eternal life in Christ. Hallelujah. This life, this eternal life of freedom, it's in the Son. Oh, it's all in the Son. Everything is in the Son, Jesus. Jesus came from heaven. The scripture calls him the heavenly man. Now, Jesus came from heaven, the heavenly man. Glory to God. Jesus came to bring heaven to us. The eternal life that God has given us in his Son does not come from the earth. It doesn't come from the earth. It all comes from heaven. It's eternal, heavenly life. Glory to God. Now, Jesus has come full of eternal life, which triumphs over all these things. So we're going to have a look at a few together just to see this in practical terms. You see, all these things are in the earth. Is that right? They're real. They're in the earth. Sorrow, crying, death, pain, curse, sin, darkness, fear, lies. Is that right? It's all in the earth. But in eternal life, we're freed out from the power of any of them. Tears and sorrow. Let's have a look at that. They get swallowed up in eternal joy. Totally swallowed up in eternal joy. Jesus said, John 15:11, these things I've spoken to you, namely this word that Jesus speaks, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Full. He's speaking about eternal, the joy of eternal life, the joy that's in eternal life. He says, I've spoken this word to you that my joy might remain. It's a remaining, eternal, everlasting joy that's on the inside of us. And that his joy, he said, my joy, spills over into you and becomes your joy. Our two joys become one. It's a remaining joy that fills you up full of joy. Now you're full. No sadness can grip you. No sorrow can grip you. Because the power is far, far greater of the joy that's in Christ. See, people say, they look at us when we go to a funeral or, you know, some such thing, and they think, what are they on? What are they on? Do they not care? No, we're in eternal joy. Nothing can quench it. Hallelujah. What about death? It's the opposite of eternal life. 1 John 3:14 says, we know that we have passed from death into life. We're already in eternal life. Anyone agree with that? Good. We're already in eternal life. So death's been totally swallowed up. Here's what Jesus said in John 8. He says, if anyone keeps my word, he'll never see death and he'll never taste death. I mean, can we rely on what Jesus says? Why will we never see it? Why will we never taste it? Because we've passed from it and are now filled with eternal life. Glory to God. I mean, when you read through the New Testament, you'll find the phrase there that they fell asleep. It says they fell asleep. Shut my eyes to hear, open my eyes to the glory of Jesus. See, wonderful. It's all past. All that's all past. The body will die because we'll need a new one. Hallelujah, but we shan't see death, shan't taste it. Twinkling of an eye, you're there. In the glory with him, unbroken glory. You see, no matter what the world would throw at Christ Jesus, nothing could overcome him. No, not could anything overcome him. Because he's triumphing in eternal life. Father says the life's in the Son. You could crucify him, beat him, nail him, bury him, roll stones across the grave. He couldn't be held because he's full of eternal life. If you and I have the Son in us, nothing can hold us. Death can't hold us. We've passed from it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That same eternal life is in Christ in you. Jesus says, my perfect heavenly love casts out all fear coming from this world, keeping you in my peace that's not of this world. Is that what Jesus said? He said, my peace I give you, but it's eternal life of peace. Hallelujah. And he says, it's not from the world. And you know what he says about us? He says, they're not from the world. That's why people look on and think they're a peculiar bunch. We're not of the world. We're of Christ. Hallelujah. We live in a totally different sphere. We're fully in this earth. We're fully a part of it, but we're not of it. Praise God. Could you listen to this phrase here for a moment? Nothing in this world can alter or remove anything from heaven. Nothing in this world can alter or change anything in heaven. It cannot affect anything in heaven. Christ Jesus will never change nor be removed, and neither will any part of eternal life given to us by God in his Son. It's never going to change the eternal life that we have, and nothing in this world can affect it or change it in any way. The eternal life is as unchangeable as Christ himself, and that's what we are full of by the Spirit. Wow. Praise God. 1 John 5, verse 11, our key scripture. God has given us eternal life. We've got a different understanding of what that is now. And this life is in his Son. Now, the next phrase is really key. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. It's totally clear. Everything hinges on the Son, on Christ, whether you and I have received him or not. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. The eternal life is already given and is found in one place only, the Son. The only place it's found is in the Son. So everything depends on your and my relationship to him. You see, the question is, do I know about Christ? Or do I know him? That's the whole difference. Do I know about, yes, I've read some scriptures, and yes, I've heard it, and I've heard some preaching. No. Do you know him? As many as received him, to those he gave the right to be called the children of God. You see, the scripture says about Christ, he is all. Can you add anything to all? No, he is all. And in all, the scripture says, he's all, he's everything. Hallelujah. You have him, you have everything. Now, God has sent the Spirit of his Son in us that we might walk closely with him and draw everything that we need from him, from Christ, from this eternal life that we have in him. Now, can I just mention one thing briefly here? The scripture does not say he who has the Bible has the life. The scripture does not say he who has the peace has the life. The scripture does not say he who has the joy has the life. The scripture does not say he who has the love has the life. The scripture does not say he who has the faith has the life. The scripture does not say he who has the lively meeting has the life. He who has the Son. Because it all comes from him. All the faith, the love, the peace, the joy coming out from the eternal life. It's all from the Son. Jesus said, when he was at the great feast, he said, you drink from me. You drink from me, the Son. And he said, then out of your belly will flow everything that you need for life. Flowing out from Christ. He's the fountain of life. The closer to the Son, the fuller the life. Without the Son, you will have nothing. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. So without the Son, you have nothing. And without the Son, nor can you do anything. That's the position of, I mean, you can do some things, but they're all coming to nothing. You can think you have some life, but it's all coming to nothing. He who has the Son has the life. Praise God. Galatians 3:26, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And God wants the full benefit of eternal life to be yours as his sons. Is it wonderful? He says it's all in the Son. It's all in the Son. We've gone looking to different things, different fads and different phases. Church has gone through different fads, different phases, different things, different focuses. Father says it's all in the Son. You don't go looking anywhere else because you don't need to look anywhere else because he's the all. Amen. We'll break bread now and receive this. I mean, see, it'd be wonderful just to get a hold of this CD and go back over it. I'll be going back over it. I want to understand this eternal life. I want to understand all the powerful blessing that comes through Christ Jesus the Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who has the Son has the life. Praise God. God has given us eternal life, and that life is in his Son. Hallelujah. That life swallows up every destructive thing that would try to move you in this world, in this life. We were looking at scripture this morning, we shall not be moved. No, no, we shan't be moved. We shan't be rocked. Times will change, circumstances change, people change, all kinds of things change. But we're in eternal, unchanging, unchangeable life. Hallelujah. We are held steady by God through everything. We praise and bless and thank you, Lord. You receive and enjoy him this morning in the breaking of bread.